The world is full of family-run businesses that get passed down through generations, and we're about to visit one that will take you 2,000 years back in time. NPR's Ari Shapiro sent this report from Northern England near the Scottish border.
For the last couple of millennia, Vindolanda was hidden underground. This ancient Roman fort was buried beneath trees, then fields where oblivious farmers planted crops and grazed their sheep for centuries. Under the farmer's plow, the ruined city sat undisturbed, mostly.
You can still see the plow marks on some of the stones in the streets here. Each individual stripe here on a stone, touched by the plow, represents the farmer swearing and his arms jarring and him being furious.
Meet our tour guide.
My name is Dr. Andrew Burley. I'm the Director of Excavations for the Vindolanda Trust.
Son of?
Robin Burley, former Director of Excavations for the Vindolanda Trust.
And grandson of?
Professor Eric Burley, who excavated here in 1929 for the first time.
For close to a century now, the archaeologists of the Burley family have led the excavation of this site, cataloging jewelry, weapons, and even wooden writing tablets where the ink is still legible. Visitors can see the best of the discoveries in a museum on site and on the Vindolanda Facebook page. Andrew Burley jokes that his first visit here was as an embryo. There's a photograph of his pregnant mother standing at the dig. He found his first artifact as a teenager.
It wasn't that glorious, actually. It was an enormous cow bone. But yeah, I mean, as I started excavating
working... But the fact that all these decades later you still remember that first artifact.
You never forget it. You never forget your first Roman shoe. When you found 150 to 500 Roman shoes, they start to sort of glaze into a sheen. But your first artifact of any description or type is always really special.
Vindolanda was at the northernmost boundary of the Roman Empire. Romans lived and worked here for hundreds of years. Now researchers from around the world use this site as a resource. They come here to study ancient food or clothing or pottery. Few archaeological digs in the world are so closely connected with one family.
It's the historical family in archaeology in general.
Marta Alberti is an Italian archaeologist who started working here with Andrew Burley just a few months ago.
And the other day I had the pleasure of being introduced to his father, Robin. And I was a bit starstruck because, you know, you see him in documentaries and he's such a big name. And I was, woof! I was a bit emotional.
This site is unusual because members of the public can sign up to help excavate in two-week shifts. Vindolanda posts the registration for volunteers online. This time, every slot for the year filled up in 4 minutes. One of the volunteers working the site right now is Mary Brennan from Chicago.
This is my vacation for the whole year. I get 2 weeks off a year, and I'm here for 2 weeks. This is the second time I've done that, and I don't regret it at all.
This week, her team is focusing on unearthing the surface of a road, one stone at a time.
Doesn't sound like much, but it was really exciting to kind of pull up stones and be like, nobody has seen this in the past 1,800 years. We're the first ones seeing it. And that's not an experience you really get in Chicago that burned to the ground in the 1860s.
Archaeologist Andrew Burley has two children. He says they would love to come help excavate this site and become the fourth generation of Burleys working at Vindolanda. But they're still too young. He tells them, until you can empty your own wheelbarrow, forget it. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Vindolanda in Northern England.